the price of some of these politically attractive programs would escalate rapidly in future years. I'm especially concerned about tuition tax credits, highway and urban transit programs, postal service financing, farm legislation, defense spending. By every means at my disposal, I will resist these pressures and protect the integrity of the budget. Let me be blunt about this point. I am asking American workers to follow the example of federal workers and accept a lower rate of wage increase. In return, they have a right to expect a comparable restraint in price increases for the goods and services they buy. We favor sacrifice so long as someone else goes first. We want to abolish tax loopholes unless it's our loophole. We denounce special interests except for our own. No act of Congress, no program of our government, no order of mine as president can bring out the quality that we need to change from the preoccupation with self that can cripple our national will to a willingness to acknowledge and to sacrifice for the common good. No, I don't definitely plan to run for re-election. I've not addressed that question at all. Secondly, my biggest surprise, I guess you mean in the nature of a disappointment, I think I have found that it's much easier for me and my own administration to evolve a very complex proposal for resolving a difficult issue than it is for Congress to pass legislation and to make that same decision. The energy legislation is one example. I never dreamed a year ago in April when I proposed this matter to the Congress that a year later it still would not be resolved. I think I've got a growing understanding of the Congress, its limitations and its capabilities, and also its leadership, which was a new experience for me altogether, never having lived nor served in the federal government in Washington. So I like the job. I feel at ease with it. I'm doing the best I can. Difficult problems, all presidents have shared them. And I think compared to my predecessors, we've done okay.